This is nice, Worku. What are we listening to? It's just a mix? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You've been listening to Shukshukta Radio, Worku Ayaru. And apparently there is some really cool news out there. We're going to have a cross-country skier participating in our Olympics here, and he's from Ethiopia. That's so cool. Congratulations. What's that? That totally confused me. Of all sports, hey? Very cool. We will be...
the first time Ethiopian flag in Olympics. I'm so excited.
Ethiopian flag where?
Like on Olympics.
Yeah, yes. That's beautiful. We're going to be rooting for you. Awesome.
There to support me?
I will be there to support you. In fact, we got tickets to one of the ceremonies. I don't know what, but just to be part of something there is going to be really, really cool. Hello, by the way, there, everyone listening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we're transitioning into Kol Noradi, which means nomadic voice. This is a world music show that airs every Sunday from 11 to 12. I would love to hear from you today. The number here is 822-2487. I have, as usual, gorgeous music for you lined up today. The last few weeks have just been inspired by the muse of romance, comforting, beautiful music, reflective music. And today, specifically, the inspiration is the guitar. And so, wow. I like my choices too. I really try to mix it up, but undoubtedly I'm biased towards a few genres of world, in quotation marks, music. That is Middle Eastern music and Gypsy music and Latin music and flamenco and Jewish music of all forms. And somehow I always get back to these very familiar forms, but I do like to expand my horizons here. So feel free to call in and let me know what you think of the music and to recommend, etc., etc. But onwards with today's show, because this hour just zips by like crazy. So let's get moving with the music. I'm also going to tell you later on about two really interesting shows that are coming up in the new year. So stay tuned. Again, this is Kol Noradi, Nomadic Voice. We're going to begin actually with some less soothing, less purely romantic music, and simply some gorgeous chaos, some frenetic brass with flamenco undertones. I've played from this album numerous times. It's one of my favorites. It is truly one of the most dynamic, fiery, joyous albums I've ever heard. This is Fanfare Cucharla. This album specifically Queens and Kings. So this is Romania's celebrated brass orchestra. And on this album, they welcome on board the Romani brethren from many, many places, including Bulgaria, Bosnia, Macedonia, Serbia, Romania, France, Hungary, basically almost all of the most delicious music producers of this planet. So this is Queens and Kings, the album, and I'm going to play for you one of the very beautiful Spanish songs off of this album. So see what you think of this. You're listening to Kol Noradi, and this is CITR.
Qué dolor, porque te fuiste de mí. Qué dolor, ya no volverás a mí. Ni hiciste promesa, no cumple ninguna. Te fuiste de casa sin sin razón ninguna. Hiciste promesa, no cumple ninguna. Te fuiste descansado, sin razón ninguna. Qué dolor, porque te fuiste de mí. Qué dolor, ya no volverás a mí. Qué dolor, porque te fuiste de mí. Qué dolor, ya no volverás a mí. Ya no vivo sin ti. Ya no vivo sin ti. Ya no vivo sin ti. Ya no vivo sin ti.
One of the best songs ever created. That is Qué Dolor. You're listening to Fanfare Cocharla, that's Queens and Kings. Their most recent album, it was released in 2007. This is their fifth album, and for this album, Fanfare Cocharla traveled throughout Europe to record with musicians from the continent's extended Romani community, overcoming borders and visas, foreign tongues and rhythms. More than two dozen musicians from France to Bulgaria came together to create this album, which is a very extraordinary celebration of gypsy songs. Casual observers may wonder how Fanfare Cocharla's roaring Balkan funk could possibly fuse with flamenco guitars, but you just heard it right there. That was Kalume, the French Gitans, or Macedonian legend Esma Rezepova's accordion-driven music, which I will not play for you today, but as usual, this is one of the albums that I savor, so I will play for you in the new year. These musical magicians shrug off concerns, noting that they share elements of language, experience, and an almost indescribable yet very gypsy musical synergy with their guests. Hungarian music has permeated northern Romania for centuries, while Yugoslav and Bulgarian music came from encounters with traveling gypsy communities or on pirate cassettes. We'll be right back. and France existed in pre-war memories, lost yet not forgotten Latin connections, as did jazz and pop flavors long filtered through closed borders. From these sources and their own ancient gypsy roots, Pragini's musicians built Fanfare Cocharla, and here, accompanied by some of Europe's finest singers, Romania's brass dervishes share tales of life, love, and loss. So again, you're listening to Fanfare Cocharla. This is off of their most recent album, released in 2007, celebrates unity in diversity while standing as a testament to the vision of Fanfare Cocharla's clarinet-playing patriarch, Ivan Ivancea, and he passed away in 2006. This is a true, joyous collaboration of gypsy music. So, I think we just had to get that out of our system because, in fact, the rest of today's show is much more, shall we say, soothing. But I had to just share that. It had been weeks since I had played off this album, and I think it's just beautiful. So, again, you're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. Thank you for those of you who are listening out there. And today's show is inspired by the guitar. And thus, last week I played for you some Shlomo Artzi, one of the leading and probably legendary singers to come out of Israel, really representing the voice of the people there, somewhat of a poet, and his music is about love, about loss, about the land, about staying home and staying in bed all day with your lover and just watching the rain. And so I am going to play for you from this album, which I think is his most beautiful. This is Shlomo Artzi off of a double album called Shnaim, which means two, actually. And this was released in 1998, I believe. So see what you think of this beautiful duet. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR.
מחפש לי טיפת אהבה.
מה שאני מבקשת זה דומה לפעמים מתכנסת ושונאת לפעמים מסתפקת ונשק לך את הדמעה.
ככה זה כשיש שניים, מסתבר זה תמיד פעמיים. לדבר זה נותן לי את הכוח להתגבר גם על מאה מכות.
ככה זה כשיש שניים, זה הרבה זה תמיד פעמיים. לדבר לא זה לא בשמיים, זה מה שגורם לי לבכות.
סביבה
שים לי יד על פניי, זה שוב מזכיר איך נשקת אותי. צוחקים כי הייתה שם אהבה.
Listening to Shlomo Artzi. This is Kol Noradi, Nomadic Voice here, CITR. Since the late 80s, no, actually probably the early 80s, this legend Shlomo Artzi has maintained his status as Israel's biggest rock star. Artzi, whose high energy tours garner a large and very loyal following, he releases studio albums every 5 or 6 years, and each reaching platinum within weeks. His summer live tours are synonymous with the historical Caesarea Amphitheater, which is a beautiful, very dramatic, open-air Roman-era arena. And in fact, achieving this this status of being able to perform or being able to garner the audience to play at this venue has become, in many performers' eyes, a merit of success for Israel's leading performers. Seeing a concert out there is just quite a moving experience. So anyways, again, that was Shlomo Artzi. I played for you off of his album Shnaim, and the beautiful duet that I played for you was called Shnaim as well, which means two or both of us. This album was released in 1998. You're listening to Kol Noradi. Today's show is inspired by the beautiful guitar melodies that you hear. And along this note, I've decided to share with you today some Eti Ankri, one of the most moving albums that I have acquired in the last few years, actually. Eti Ankri, also somewhat of a legend from Israel. Her career has really crossed and wounded and winded along various paths, and she released this actually this year, and she sings songs of Yehuda Levi, who was a medieval poet, and she animates these poems so beautifully. I'm going to play for you off of this album now and see what you think of it. In fact, if you're a listener of this show, it might sound familiar to you, because I've rotated several of the most beautiful pieces off of this album over the recent months, but not for a while. And so you're in for a treat, anybody out there listening. This is Eti Ankri off of her album Poems of Yehuda Levi. You're listening to Kol Noradi. This is CITR. Da 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 da
שכחת חנותך בבין שדי, ולמה מחרת אני צמיתות למעבידי. הלא אז בארץ לא זרועה רדפתי בשריר והפרן בסיני וסין מרדי. הלא אז בארץ לא זרועה רדפתיך בשריר והפרן בסיני וסין מרדי. בבין שדי, ולמה מחרת אני צמיתות למעבידי. היש בלתך גואל ובלתי אסיר תקווה,
That was Eti Ankari, and that was off of her album, Beshire Yehuda Levi. She is an Israeli singer, songwriter, former female singer of the year there, and she's performed in the States and all over Europe and also in India. She has been called the poet of Israeli spirituality and the contemporary voice of Israel. She was born in 1963 in Lod, the third of five siblings to a Tunisian Jewish family. And her musical career has been diverse and quite long and prolific. Her debut album, I Can See It in Your Eyes, in 1990, reached double platinum in Israel, where it sold over 90,000 copies. She followed it with six other albums, and she's featured in her song, Exotic Voices of Women from Around the World, also in Mati Kaspi's duets, and she also teamed with David D'Or for a successful duo, which I have yet to get my hands on. But David D'Or, if you're a listener of Kol Nodadi, you may sound familiar to you. In 2004-2005, she began to explore her more spiritual side in her music, gradually coming back to her Jewish roots. In 2005, she toured to promote her double disc, 15-year Best of Retrospective Collection, and she performed with Neshama Karlbach, referred to her as one of the most talented and inspiring Israeli stars. Interestingly, also in 2007, she was also featured representing the country on the CD Putumayo Presents Israel. Of course, Putumayo, the Manhattan-based label of collections of world music. And so she was featured on that album of Israel in 2007. But as of 2009, her most recent album was this one that I'm playing for you right now, Beshire Rabbi Yehuda Levi. And again, this sets poems of Yehuda Levi to music. One of the reporters from one of the well-known papers of the country, Haaretz, described her music on this album as beautiful. She sings wonderfully. Her voice is clear, precise, and she radiates a vulnerability and self-confidence in equal measure, presses emotional buttons similar to the ones that it did 20 years ago. And the new melodies are stunning. Shalev, this reviewer, continues, and I really like how he describes her music. To me, this is exactly how it works. This is exactly why it pulls me in so naturally and so compellingly. The songs begin with melodic elements that are so familiar and unstyled that they seem like folk songs. The handful of minor chords, the classical guitar strumming, the Mizrahi style, but then 2 or 3 minutes into most of the songs, something fascinating happens. The circular melodies meandering along at this low register and seemingly trapped in it, they suddenly take flight and open up. And this movement usually reflects a point of departure in the text. This happens breathtakingly in both Yonah Mate Gi, which is the song that I'm playing for you right now in the background, and Yefeh Nof. After the album's midpoint, another loving thing happens. Ankari stops painting her palette entirely a traditional Jewish Israeli color and allows other hues to seep into the album. There are some Indian-inflected melodies there, as well as Bossa Nova. It's very, very interesting what happens here on this album. Ankari is known for her very moving, emotional music. It's often even pop music, but somehow it really, really tugs at the heartstrings. She writes herself in her music in a really intense way. Her music is described as introspective, heartfelt, romantic, and very spiritual. So again, this is Eti Ankari off of her most recent album, just released this year, Beshirei Rabbi Yehuda Levi. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR. Onwards with the music. This is Etniks. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Going to stop that one there. We've had a little surprise. So you know what? I'm sorry to abruptly cut that off there. It keeps creeping up in the background. What a beautiful song, and such a shame to chop it up like this. So this is a good opportunity to tell you about a few of the really exciting gigs coming up here in our city. By the way, that was the Gypsy Kings off of their album Roots, my favorite album of theirs. All right, some really cool shows coming up at the Chan Center right here at UBC. First, Tanya Tagak, Tundra Songs. So Tanya Tagak is collaborating with the Kronos Quartet. And Kronos Quartet, of course, I've played off of their music many times. Voices of Africa, as well as, sorry, sounds from Africa, as well as Caravan. Caravan being the most haunting and moving album here. Let's just turn this right off. It is flickering in and out. Goodbye. Until we get you back in your proper state. So anyways, back here to this gig announcement. Tanya Tagak and Kronos Quartet, Tundra Songs. Always at the forefront, seeking the new and pushing the boundaries of the traditional string quartet to its limits. It's no surprise that Kronos Quartet sought out Inuit throat singer Tanya Tagak for another extraordinary collaboration. With David Harrington, John Sherbaugh on violins, Hank Dutt on viola, Jeffrey Zeigler on cello, Kronos has explored the possibilities of the musical world together for 35 years. This Grammy Award-winning ensemble returned to the Chan Center for the fifth time and their second concert with Tanya Tagak. Their first collaboration was aptly named Nunavut, the place of her birth, and this year's centerpiece, Tundra Songs, by Canadian composer Derek Chark, paints an equally mesmerizing Arctic soundscape. So that should be very, very interesting. The Chan Center is such a wonderful venue as well. It's intimate. It has a very, very amazing sound system, so acoustics. So that is them, Kronos and Tanya Tagak, on, when is this happening? January 30th, Saturday, January 30th at 8 p.m. For more information, go to the Chan Center website. Also, Idan Reichel Project. I've been talking about this concert for a while. They are probably up there in my top five musical creators ever. Beautiful, beautiful, spiritual, transporting music. So that's Thursday, March 4th, also at the Chan Center at 8 p.m., the Idan Reichel Project. This is part of presented as part of the 2010 Chutzpah Festival Showcase of Jewish Performing Arts. As a youngster, Idan Reichel played the keyboard and accordion. His work in a boarding school with immigrants opened his eyes to the true melting pot of Israel, where people from many cultures live side by side, and he wanted to make music to reflect this. He invited over 70 artists to join him on his musical adventure, ranging in age from 16 to 82, from multiple ethnicities, singing in languages as diverse as Hebrew, Amharic, Spanish, Arabic, and Swahili. He says, "This is what Israel really sounds like, many cultures making a new song together." In 2006, the New York Times selected it as one of the top world music releases. The Idan Reichel Project has headlined in New York's prestigious Central Park Summer Stage, LA's Kodak Theater, the Sydney Opera House, etc., etc. It's deeply moving, very, very powerful music, overflowing with rich melodies, engaging poetry, stunning vocal performances, very intricate arrangements, very, very polished production values. So that is the Idan Reichel Project coming to the Chan Center here on March 4th of next year. So that's coming up. That is going to sell out, so you better get on those tickets quickly. All right. All right, all right, all right. Back to the music here. Time is running out. You're listening to Kol Noredi. This is Nomadic Voice on CITR here. And onwards, this is Rosario, a beautiful, a very elegant flamenco-inspired singer from Spain. Enjoy.
No hace falta que te diga que me muero por tener algo contigo. Y es que no te has dado cuenta de lo mucho que me cuesta ser tu amiga. Ya no puedo acercarme ya a tu boca sin desearla de una manera loca. Necesito controlar tu vida, ser quien te besa y quien te abriga. No hace falta que te diga que me muero por tener algo contigo. Y es que no te has dado cuenta de lo mucho que me cuesta ser tu amiga. Inocente excusa pasar por tu casa. tiempo contigo.
amor.
Rosario, that was off of her album Parte de Mi. This album is a real tribute to the singers and songwriters that Rosario grew up listening to, and it brings her good lifetime memories back to her in this album. She has a very unique, honeyish, though very raw and powerful voice. And on this album, she does kind of new versions of old songs that really inspired her. She felt with this album that it was time to do something that was very, very close to her heart. And so a little bit more about her. The youngest daughter of Lola Flores and Antonio Gonzalez. Big, big people from the flamenco dynasties, if we can. She was born in 1963. Her life from the beginning was very much predestined to live for music, given the origins and influence of her family. Her first big success came with the album Dele in 1992, where she performed some of her brother's, Antonio's, best songs. In 94, she returned with another album, with songs that were happy and danceable. And 2 years later, after the death of her mother and her brother, she published Mucho Por Vivir, an album full of enthusiasm and hope, which included the tender song Que Bonito. And basically, this, her second Grammy came with De Mil Colores in 2003. And with this, she really deployed a range of styles in which she gave all of her inspiration, voice, and strength. Now, with this album that I just played for you, after more than 25 years, she traveled to the confines of her memory to offer a piece of her musical universe in this album that I just played for you from and am playing now in the background, Parte de Mi. It's really the soundtrack of her life, as she calls it, and she pays tribute to the songs which have filled her soul. So that's a little bit about Rosario. We have time here just for maybe one last piece here I'm going to leave us with. This is Camela, an album that was released only last year. Beautiful, poppy, but very... very engaging and emotionally sweet album. So I'm going to leave you off with this. Thank you for listening to another week of Kol Nodedi Nomadic Voice. See you next Sunday, 11 to 12. Have a beautiful week. Enjoy.
Me saben amargos porque con una está siempre en la puerta, ni una miradita hacia atrás, de mí te vas dejándome el alma partida sin más. Mañanita tan guapa. sepa comerse la noche allá. No ha habido ni habrá nada igual, qué preciosidad. Pero no comprendes que no quieras.